Conspiracy of the Insignificant, your pop culture oasis in an internet full of God knows what. Oh boy. PQ River, your host here for this series of chazarai and nonsense in 10-minute increments, purportedly serving some sort of purpose somewhere. Wow. It's been an interesting day. It's August 11th, 2010, for those of you who that makes a difference to. And, I've been, as I mentioned, looking at these old photoplay magazines on archive.org. And I'm looking at the advertising section of what I think this is the March 1929 issue. And I just had to discuss and point out this little bit of unusual period advertising. Big headline. It's a full-page ad. $3 Eversharp pencil given away. The Eversharp pencil, of course, was an early mechanical pencil. This is in the days, in 1929, this is before the Biro or ballpoint pen. So you were either sharpening a pencil, using a fountain pen, pen and ink. So this, you know, $3 pencil, oh my God, can you imagine spending $3 for a pencil even today? But it's being given away. This generous offer introduces new chocolate yeast food. That's right. You're not confused. You heard me correctly. They are introducing a new chocolate yeast food. And the smaller headline reads, new discovery brings wonderful health properties of yeast in delicious chocolate bar called Tasty Yeast. Big inducement offered to new users, and the makers of Tasty Yeast, there's a little coupon there. The photo on this ad is very, very interesting. It has a postman who is handing a very happy housewife-looking woman who has this huge grin on her face, a package that apparently holds this sample chocolate bar of Tasty Yeast and probably her free pencil as well. And to the far right is an illustration of the pencil. Make the 8-day health test. That's right. And there's a quotation testimonial here in the advertisement. I'm not going to read all the copy because, of course, that isn't necessary. But the testimonial reads, your pencil is wonderful, writes Mrs. TFB. I never thought it would be so nice. I can hardly believe I got such a gift for trying great, delicious, Tasty Yeast, which did me so much good. Can you imagine? People used to eat yeast. I remember being an old-time radio fan. Fleischmann's Yeast used to host the Rudy Valley show, and they sold the healthful properties of the skin-clearing properties of eating yeast. Hang on a second. Let's see what else we can find about Tasty Yeast, because this is a product that's time may be coming again. All right, let's see. I did a little searching of Tasty Yeast, and off of writers.com, something written by somebody, their memory, a memory from 1935 by Doremi. I hope they don't get too PO'd that I'm quoting Doremi, and they own the copyright to this. They talk about a product that was advertised on the radio, Tasty Yeast. They had a jingle. Tasty Yeast is tempting to your appetite. Something, something, something. Try a luscious bite. And it was, as I said, they said yeast would clear your skin. So the young man talked his family into trying it, and let's see what his quote is here. How can I describe the taste? Did your parents ever give you a big spoonful of milk of magnesia? Well, Tasty Treat wasn't that good, but it was close. Yeah, something, the idea and the fact that it's no longer a product, one, it probably does nothing for your skin, and two, I can't imagine eating yeast, much less covered in chocolate. Ugh. Let's have some music, fellows.
What?
I said we're leaving at once for Burawale.
That's it?
Not quite exactly what I said, but...
Fine. You can really do some
Make the left jab to the head, a right to the jaw, a right to the body, a left to the jaw, another right to the a right cross to the
I am sometimes referred to as the unknown quantity.
I am plain Peter Schlemiel.
Well, watch me do a double here.
Schlemiel with an S-C-H.
That's it?
As a special bonus for the first 100 to order alligator eggs,
fine.
We're going to send absolutely free a one-week supply of vitamin-enriched alligator food.
This way.
Right?
It's very frustrated. It sounds very frustrated.
Notice, when you get as accomplished as I am, you can really do some tricks with it. Watch me do a double here. Watch me do a double here.
This is a hot tip. I'm going to go out and pick it up right now.
Look!
Look where?
Right behind me.
Best.
And what a privilege to have him in our studio today.
That's it?
Oh yeah, out of the vaults and into the weirdness. That turned up on an old hard drive, and I'm not sure when that was assembled, but I say it's spiffy and audio worthy, and certainly internet broadcast worthy. And speaking of internet broadcasts, I've here on the Overnightscape Underground, I've mentioned that it might be interesting to do some hybrid shows with some of the other hosts, and sure enough, Bob Lament of Missouri, of the Morning Commute Show, and of course of his own program, Static Radio, contacted me. And earlier today, we recorded what will probably already be posted by the time you hear this, if not any minute now. If you listen to me on the Podomatic feed, you're going to have to go over to onsug.com, the Overnightscape Underground, and check out our hybrid number one broadcast. It should be interesting, to say the least. A co-babble, so to speak, with Bob. And in other exciting stuff, it's an Art Hop weekend coming up, and the conspiracy will probably be playing somewhere, but it's a mystery to me and probably anybody else. We'll probably be playing at the Spaceport Center there, because that's we're always able to do that, and it's a nice venue with some cool natural reverb. And those of you who are the old film buffs like myself, once again, those photoplay. I mean, I found out one of my favorite, and this is a movie, if you get a chance to see, even I don't own a copy of it, Cecil B. DeMille's first talking motion picture from 1929, a movie called Dynamite. It starred Charles Bickford and Conrad Nagel and Kay Johnston. It was interesting to find out that originally Carol Lombard, who of course was later a big, big star, at the time she was almost a nobody, she was discovered and cast to play the lead in Dynamite in 1929 by DeMille. But for some reason or other, which at this point I can't ascertain and maybe never will be able to, she never actually played the part. The part instead went to Kay Johnston, who my old friend Jeff Chan, who has disappeared off the face of the earth. He was one of my old film buff buddies back in the 80s, Dutch gentleman, who has since disappeared. I can't find him anywhere. Isn't it weird how some people disappear and other people turn up on Facebook and then won't leave you alone? Oh, man. Well, it looks like by the little clock on the wall, I've sucked up 10 minutes of your life, so it's time for me to go. Conspiracy the Insignificant is brought to you by the Overnightscape Underground, Rubber Room Entertainment Labs. This is PQ River. Yes, indeed. Thanks for listening. Tune in again real soon.